What do you need? How women of color can take ownership of their careers to accelerate their path to success. By Lauren Wesley Wilson. Introduction. It was a Wednesday in May 2011 when I first brought a group of women together in an effort to help advance our collective careers. I was still fairly young, in my 20s, and only a few years out of college, but I knew I didn't want to follow the typical professional development agenda where attendees sit in the audience, hear from a speaker, wait in line to collect the speaker's business card, and then head back to the office. Those gatherings usually have a jam-packed list of attendees, mostly junior professionals trying to break into an industry or senior leaders supporting a colleague who is speaking, and the only person anyone pays attention to is the speaker, even though the audience members almost always have just as much to offer. The attendees have valuable experience and insight and contacts, and it all goes untapped. Whenever I attended these events, and I did a lot, I would leave feeling as alone as when I got there, still trying to figure out how to navigate life as a woman of color in the predominantly white communications industry. I'd gone to countless events that followed that same format, so by the time I was ready to host my own, I had identified the missing piece, community. Other than some post-program time for mingling, which was great for people who were already acquainted, but difficult for anyone trying to meet new people, especially one of only a few women of color, most events had no structured opportunity for the audience to get to know each other in a meaningful way or for individuals at different levels of the corporate ladder to exchange advice. And yet the attendees usually had more time and availability to mentor a young professional than any overbooked executive invited to address a crowd, and other times they had even more insight than the speaker herself. Maybe they were that person's boss or mentor, with just as much industry knowledge, if not more. Despite the treasure trove of networking gold, people at these events rarely knew who they were sitting next to. They were missing out on opportunities to build their network and gather important information. So my intentions for my first professional luncheon were twofold.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?